Wisdoms of the Pommas Buddha, a blog and podcast by Sarah King. 16th of October 2019, Episode 103, Musical Hat Trick. Hat Trick, noun, 3 points, goals, etc. scored by the same player in a particular match or game. 3 successes achieved by one person to score a hat trick. Word origin, late 19th century, originally referring to the club presentation of a new hat, or some equivalent, to a bowler who took 3 wickets successively in cricket. This is a definition from the Oxford Advanced Learner's Dictionary online. Listen on to learn more about the hat trick I'm referring to. This summer, my English-cum-German husband and I had the opportunity to indulge in one of our favourite pastimes, le cinéma. As it so happened, we ended up seeing 3 films, each of which was both a little gem of British culture and a gripping tribute to pop music. Check them out. They all come highly recommended by both of us. Yesterday. Imagine the world, pop culture and language without the influence of the Beatles. This film takes you on an experimental journey and invites you to explore alleys off the beaten track of what we all take for granted. While watching, I thought, it's like listening to the Beatles' music for the first time all over again. A unique experience. Ed Sheeran plays an amusing guest role with an even more amusing entourage. My favourite is his no-nonsense manager, Deborah, drop-dead adorably played by Kate McKinnon. The love story is somewhat soppy, but ingeniously counterbalanced by the dry humour of characters such as Deborah or scenes such as the marketing meeting of meetings. You can't call it the White Album, man. This film is entertaining and really enjoyable overall. Rocket Man. A visually stunning, poetic and sensitive portrait of rock legend Elton John. Makes it easy to appreciate his profound artistic talent, even for people who might not relate all that much to the style of his music at first sight. Taron Egerton is a staggering delight to watch, because he knows neither fear nor vanity. His interpretation of Elton John's music gives it an entirely new scintillating twist. Then there is also the intimate tale of little Reginald Dwight, a fragile, sensitive boy craving paternal affection. His story is told with compassion, while remaining unspoiled of excessive sentiment. The overall mise-en-scène is witty, imaginative and psychologically powerful, with a refreshing cinematography taking the storytelling to another almost fairy tale-like level. A feathered cushion for the heart and the soul, and my favourite out of the 3. Blinded by the Light. Immerse yourself into teenage British suburban life of the 1980s. This film is great fun, with rootmaster loads of references to the socio-political upheavals of the Thatcher era. My favourite quote is from a left-wing political activist who describes her parents as no society Tory traitors. A great compliment to this is Tim Lott's novel Rumours of a Hurricane, highly recommended. The film, which is based on a true story, features the music of US-American old hand Bruce Springsteen, which you don't need to dig to like the film, because what the film is really about is becoming our own person. It is funny and sad and ultimately uplifting. And you can also read here on my blog why you should watch these films in the original version. The Pommas Buddha says, you can teach an old hat new tricks. You can also read this text on my website, www.palmasbuddha.com. Thanks for listening.